Acts chapter 11, 1 through 18. Now the apostles and the brothers who were throughout Judea heard that the Gentiles also received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcision party criticized him, saying, "You went to the uncircumcised men and ate with them." But Peter began and explained it to them in order. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision, something like a great sheet descending, being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to me. Looking at it closely, I observed animals and beasts of prey and reptiles and birds of the air, and I heard a voice saying to me, 'Rise, Peter, kill and eat.' I said, 'By no means, Lord, for nothing uncommon or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But the voice answered a second time from heaven, 'What God has made clean, do not call common.' This happened three times, and it was drawn up again into heaven. And behold, at the very moment, three men arrived at the house in which we were, sent to me from Caesarea. And the Spirit told me to go to them, making no distinction. These six brothers also accompanied me. And we entered the man's house. And he told us how he had seen the angel standing in his house and saying, 'Send to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He will declare to you a message by which you will be saved, you and all your household.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell on them, just as in the beginning. And I remember the word of the Lord, how he said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave the same gift to them as he has given to us, when we also believe in the Lord Christ, who was I to stand in God's way?" When they heard these things, they fell silent, and they glorified God, saying, "Then to the Gentiles also God has granted repentance that leads to life."
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks, Blake, for reading this passage. It is quite an interesting one. For those of you who don't know, I am Brandon Lopez, filling in for Jason Dees. But this is for sure a fun passage. Yeah. Do you have any thoughts on this guy?
Man, there's a lot of thoughts about this passage. You know, this passage makes me grateful for true scholars and experts, right? People who, you know, have studied these writings over and over again. Obviously, this is a reiteration of what happened in Acts 10
right.
as well. So we kind of see the same vision that Peter has once again. And there's a few things that really stand out. The very first thing that stands out is this in verse 1 of chapter 11. Now, the apostles and the brothers who were throughout Judea heard the Gentiles, that the Gentiles also received the word of God. This is an interesting moment. This is a moment, in fact, that Brandon, you and I are dependent on, right? The word of the Lord was going forth throughout the world, not just to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles of whom we are a part of. And so a group that we're a part of. And so we're grateful that in God's providence that the word of the Lord went forward, even to people just like you and me. Another thing that's really interesting about this passage is kind of, it seems kind of cosmic, you know, this kind of vision, this sheet coming down from heaven.
It's interesting for sure.
Yeah, this sheet coming down from being lowered down from the heavens. And the things that are on it, I observed animals, beasts of prey, reptiles, and birds of the air. To me, as I read that, I hear creation language, you know, back in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, where God gives dominion over the fish of the sea, the beast of the field, the birds of the air to Adam and to Eve. You know, God kind of gives them a task to go and take dominion over all of these things. Right. It's almost as if, I may be reading too much into the text here, and so I'll admit that, but it's almost as if Peter is, or God is telling Peter, or wanting him to recall kind of the beginnings in such a way that he's trying to say, "Peter, from the beginning, I've been about these things," right? So I have been a God who's not just for a ethnic people. I've been a God for all peoples ever since the beginning. And so he's like, he's in other words, he's lowering the sheet filled with all of these things that the Jews would have thought to be unclean. He's saying, no, these are things that you should not call common. I've made them clean. These are the things that I've given Adam to do as an image bearer. And so now I'm saying to you quite clearly that the gospel is for all people. I've always been all about the nations. I've always wanted my name, my image bearers, to go and to make my name famous all throughout the world.
Right. Yeah. And I love how he really is Lord of all of creation. That's definitely evident here. And I love here at the end too, how it says, how they received the Christ, they received the Holy Spirit, how wonderful it is that us Gentiles can receive the Holy Spirit.
That anybody, right?
Yeah.
And that is the fascinating thing about the Christian life. It's the, often, you know, neglected, person of the Trinity, the Holy Spirit, the work of the Spirit in our lives. But the hope of Christianity is that, you know, how we grow to become more like Christ is the Spirit's work within us. We're not, we don't bow down to a God who's not intricately involved in the world. In fact, we worship and bow down, to God the Father by the work of Christ, motivated by the Holy Spirit in our lives to actually cause us, to worship. And so we are absolutely dependent upon the Spirit, which is what their response was, right? In verse 18, when they heard these things, they fell silent. It's almost as if they were slightly baffled, slightly, you know, just a little bit dumbfounded here in this moment. There, a lot of things probably started clicking for them. God is opening their eyes to some things. They fell silent and they glorified God, saying, then to the Gentiles also, God has granted repentance that leads to life. And that's our hope. Our hope in this world is not that we would obey all of the food laws and the ceremonial laws offered in the Old Testament. Our hope in this Christian life is that by the Spirit, we are people who repent of our sinfulness. We recognize that we've never measured up to God's standards, that only Jesus has. And we live a life of repentance that leads to true life.
All right.
So
thank God for that.
Yeah. And Brandon, there you have it, man. My thoughts on the passage.
There you go. A fun one indeed. Well, for Blake Rogers, I'm Brandon Lopez. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to Our Daily Rhythm. I'm Jason Dees, one of the pastors of Christ Covenant. And Our Daily Rhythm is a ministry of our church designed to help you more faithfully and effectively meditate on God's Word. If you ever have a question for us about one of our Bible readings or one of your own Bible readings, please don't hesitate to text us at 404-465-1737. Again, that's 404-465-1737. Or email me directly at jason@christcovenant.com. We'll meet you again tomorrow for Our Daily Rhythm.